welcome to Just Plain Wrong, the podcast where three Mennonite librarians discuss depictions of Amish, Mennonites, and other plain groups in popular culture. I'm Abby Nafziger, your moderator for this episode, and with me are my co-hosts Tilly Yoder and Aaron Milanese. This is our Season 5 wrap-up, and this episode will follow the pattern of our previous season wrap-ups episodes. However, there are going to be a few differences. First, we are recording this in early December before Tilly leaves for Ecuador, which we'll talk about more later, but it won't actually reach your ears until the end of January, early February. Plus, while we have recorded all of our episodes, only half are actually edited and published by the time of this recording. So that means in this time, this evening, we are not going to be doing our normal like full updates on listener stats. We have a little bit, but not the full thing. And we're also going to save the bloopers and some other stuff, which hopefully we will either, Aaron and I will record later and splice in through the magic of editing, or we'll skip. Who knows? Who knows what future us will do? So to open up, let's just chat. What, this is season 5. It was a shorter season, but yeah, how did it feel? What did we like? What did we not like? Aaron, why don't you start?
Yeah. So it was a little weird to only do 10 episodes. And I think we all struggled a little bit with the, like, all of our other seasons have been like exactly 20, or I think maybe one was 21 because of how the weeks felt. Like, oh no, doing 10, like we're throwing off our pattern. But I'm also really, really thankful that we could get a full 10 episodes recorded before Tilly leaves the country. And like, I think Abby, you mentioned, we're cutting it very close. Tilly leaves the country in 2 days. and yeah, so I'm glad we were able to make it happen. However, that it did mean some crammed in weeks for us. And yeah, the content, we again stuck with reading very little in the way of Amish romance. I think, did we only read one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was kind of a silly one. So that was fun. And we did do some more nonfiction that maybe took a little longer to read, but I think we find more enjoyable, like the John Roth book and the White Mosque. So I feel good about it. I feel like we overcame our wanting some consistency and patterns. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't think. We overcame our habits and tried something new with the 10 episode season, and I feel good.
Good. How about you, Tilly?
Yeah, the same. I feel a little bit like I'm leaving with something unfinished, but hopefully tonight's episode will help me, I don't know, settle. So while the 10 episode setup is new and different, I really appreciated, in particular, I think, the nonfiction. I thought it was invigorating to have guests on. I felt like I wasn't sort of saying the same stuff over and over again. Certainly, I learned a lot, as you'll see, no doubt, when we get to some of our corrections later on. yeah, and I don't know, just every week that we recorded, I would find myself interested in what we were going to talk about. So I'm pleased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of similar things to what you were saying, you both said. I think another thing that I did appreciate about the season is we did switch from publishing 3 out of 4 weeks a month to every other week. And I think that was really useful because we kind of did a pretty intense record for this season. Like, we recorded all 10 of these in essentially 3 months, which I'd have to go back and check. That might have been exactly what we did back in season one, but we did season one in like 2021, and like life was just different then to a certain extent still. So what I was pleased with is I felt like this fall was a really, really busy season for me with work and family and other stuff like that. So I was grateful that I feel like the podcast still fit nicely into the rest of my life without feeling like it took too much time. Yeah, big highlights for me were the episodes with John D. Roth and Sophia Samatar. They were just really enjoyable episodes and ones that really made me think too. And like Tilly said, I also learned a lot just across the season as a whole. So. Hello, this is Abby and Aaron from the future, or the past, more accurately, the more recent past. So we wanted to take a quick break in this episode to bring you three things: an update to listener stats, which is a little more recent and accurate, some bloopers, and a quick update from Tilly, our amazing co-host, who is currently co-leading a study abroad term in Ecuador. So to kick us off, Aaron, update us on those fascinating listener stats.
Yes. So we just this week crossed over 42,000 total downloads. So
woot woot.
I don't know, continue to be kind of mind blown by the numbers that we get to at the end of each season. In terms of our top 10 cities, pretty much the same as every other season we've done. Goshen, Elkhart, and Chicago continue to be 1, 2, 3, respectively. After that, Portland, Harrisonburg, and Indianapolis, which I think is pretty similar to the past. And then rounding out the top 10 are Lancaster, Sarasota, and then in our, Columbus and Wellman in our like continued dominance battle, hometown dominance battle. I will say we did look at these stats when we recorded the first part of this wrap up. And at that point, Wellman was ninth and Columbus wasn't even in the top 10. And I believe Tilly made a joke about guilting her family into catching up on episodes. And it must have worked because they are back in the top 10 and are now like a full 100 downloads ahead of Wellman. So Wellman, step it up for me, please. And thank you.
Wow. Yeah. An impressive. We'll have to make sure that we update Tilly on her successful campaign.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, so yeah, I have a couple bloopers pulled up here. And yeah, like I said, this is an edited podcast. You wouldn't want to listen to the unedited version, but on occasion we do clip things that are amusing, or at least things we think are amusing. Who knows if they actually are to you? Or
we also on occasion have this season accidentally posted the unedited version. So you all did get a little sneak preview, or some of you got a little inside preview of what we sound like unedited.
As a reward to our most devoted fans who actually listen on the day that it gets uploaded, you got to hear the completely unedited version of our episode about the movie Sex Drive. So
of all of the episodes to post unedited, that was, I don't even want to go back and listen because I'm afraid of what we said that we didn't cut out. Apologies.
No, that's hilarious. Okay, so without further ado, our first clip is, so as this conversation just also reminded you, in case you had any doubts that we don't know how, don't really know how to be proper most of the time, here is a small clip that we took out of the episode on the graphic novel Bywater about Felix Mann's Anabaptist martyr. So let's listen back.
Hunky Felix Mann's. I shouldn't say that. I would say it was nice to look at in the graphic. That's weird. Edit that out. He was hunky.
Yeah, and we did edit it out. So, yep. All right. Our next clip is actually from that same episode where apparently we spent some time pondering what the Martyr's Mirror Goodreads profile would look like, or does look like.
Also, all right. Martyr's Mirror has a rating of 3.8 on Goodreads.
Interesting. Has anyone written anything?
Oh, I don't know. Let me look.
That's definitely one where you want to go check out the one-star reviews.
Those Anabaptists got what they deserved.
All right. And our next clip is actually from all the way back in our wrap up on season 4, which obviously we didn't have a chance to include it in that. And it's just a reminder that, well, all three of us have trouble saying very common words from time to time. And this clip is Aaron's turn to shine.
Almost all of our downloads are from the US and Canada. From the US and Canada.
The blooper reel.
I know, right? Can't talk. It's probably this very relaxed position I'm sitting in. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, but I want to know what position I was sitting in.
I know. All right. And our final clip is actually from our interview with John Roth, in which I reveal one of the secrets that makes me harder to edit, and also Aaron to a certain extent. So let's find out what that is. It really took editing this podcast to make me realize how many times I change topics mid-sentence without ever finishing one sentence, which I feel like you finish your sentences, which is helpful in the edit, because when I'm editing myself, I'm also often like, well, you started in a great direction and then you went over here and you never came back and actually finished the sentence that you started. So I could take this chunk out, but then anyways, it gets complicated. So
yes.
Thank you for speaking in complete sentences.
Yes.
So, yes. So that wraps up our little season 5 blooper reel. So.
Yeah. And we haven't heard a lot from Tilly since she went to Ecuador about 6 weeks ago, but we did get a short update to pass on to you all. Yeah. So, well, first of all, she starts off by making us all jealous and talking about her recent hikes to see waterfalls and a cloud forest and just the like beauty of Ecuador. But in terms of her work, what she is doing right now is leading a study abroad term. And the students arrived about 3 weeks ago. So she's been spending her time getting to know the students. She talks about their energy and enthusiasm. And apparently, it doesn't seem possible to me that Tilly is old enough to be jokingly referred to as mom, but that is that is happening. And Tilly makes an appeal to any students in this SST group who might be listening to our episode. She would much rather be the cool aunt. So yeah, it sounds like things are going well for her. And as a reminder, she will be leading both the spring study abroad term and a summer study abroad term. So she will be gone for quite a while yet. So as we record episodes without her, we will provide updates as we can. But I believe there's a blog through the Goshen College website for people who want to follow along.
So if you go to goshen.edu/Ecuador, you can see their most recent blog posts. And it's a great way to see some pictures and see what they're up to and follow along. I've been really enjoying seeing how things are going. So, and now back to our past selves to finish wrapping up season 5. Goodbye. So, Tilly, do you want to talk to us a little bit about the types of media and maybe any trope updates for season 5?
Sure. We did, I think, a fairly standard spread for us when it comes to media types. Boils down to 4 books, 2 movies, 4 TV show episodes. And in those, 2 of the books came with guest authors. Trope Tracker is just a lot less entertaining since we've pulled back on some of the Amish romance. I will say that we did a fair amount of mystery, even the things that weren't really actually mysteries in the genre sense had mysteries about them, questions that were being answered. And the one trope that really stood out as just like kind of unnaturally high is that our quote dead absent mom category. We had a lot of moms who were dead, handful who were villains. And then after that, our next highest trope stat was the sort of ambiguous Amish land. A lot of things set either with faux Amish people or just places that don't exist. So,
and I went in and added up our, did some averaging for the ratings we do. And obviously, I think we caveat this a lot, but our ratings are just kind of they're biased, they're spontaneous. They tend to be strongly related to how we are feeling that particular evening. /whatever. So, you know, take all of these things with a grain of salt. But the average for all of the items that we reviewed for this whole season was 2.56, which is actually down from, I think, our previous season. We averaged closer to 3.5. However, we didn't rate the books that we, because we don't generally rate books when we interview the authors. And so we didn't rate John D. Routh's book, A Mennonite College for Everyone, or Sophia Samatar's The White Mosque. And I think I could probably speak for all three of those. I think both of those would have been rated quite highly. So if you did factor that in, our average rating would have been closer to probably 2.95 or so. But still, overall, I feel like this was kind of a more meh episode. Like, nothing we rated, I think, had an average rating of, well, the highest one was the graphic novel Bywater about Felix Mons, and that got 3.83. And our lowest, even our lowest wasn't like, I guess there just wasn't a widespread, because even our lowest was just a 2, which is was for the Amish Romance, Amish Thanksgiving Blessing. So I guess this was, I think of the media was kind of a, I guess maybe a middle of the road, or we're just getting really, I don't know, tamping down on either direction in our ratings or something. Who knows?
Well, I think this season was interesting because I think in the past seasons, there's been some things that we've all really hated. And this, like, I'm looking at our list of things we covered. And I think a lot of it, we were able to say, well, that was bad. But compared to this thing that we rated really badly a season or two ago, right, like Sex Drive versus Kingpin, we were able to... Yeah, so I do think that happened. We got less extreme because we were comparing, and So it is subjective, but we also were trying to like be fair to how we compared things.
Yes, yeah. And we do have two updates for previous episodes. So Erin's going to start us off.
So yeah, in response to our Amish Thanksgiving Blessing book, in which we did a lot of chatting about pumpkins, we got a couple interesting emails. So we got an email from Beth, first with a tip. So if you recall, we discussed what we might do with a pumpkin, and both Tilly and I talked about how, you know, you just buy the canned pumpkin because that's so much easier. Beth mentioned that you can use the Instant Pot and you can just stick the whole pumpkin in, pressure cook for 15 minutes, and then take it out and everything will, like, the peeling will just fall off. So I guess if I have to, or if I want to try doing this again, I will follow that suggestion. The other email we got was from my father. So shout out to Marcus, who told a really great story that I was unaware of about the Amish in the Kelowna area who realized, like the protagonists in our Amish Thanksgiving Blessing book, that you can make money selling pumpkins. And they also, like one of our protagonists, decided to make a deal with the local grocery store to supply pumpkins. And yeah, apparently it was going really well. And they even recruited like IMS, Iowa Mennonite School students, to help pick pumpkins. But then, and this is actually something we did not talk about, I think we hadn't thought about it until we got this email, but then the Amish remembered that pumpkins can be used for Halloween, and the Kelowna Amish were not, the Kelowna Amish tend to be a more conservative group of Amish. Like, they do use tractors, but they don't allow Rumspringa, and in other ways they are much more, they have much stricter parameters on their people than the Amish you might find in like the Goshen or Lancaster areas. Anyway, and so they tried to work with Hy-Vee to say, no, we don't want our pumpkins sold for jack-o'-lanterns. But Hy-Vee said, well, we can't guarantee that your pumpkins wouldn't get used for jack-o'-lanterns. And literally the Amish stopped selling pumpkins. And I find that kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, that is an amazing story.
Like, I guess way to stand by your convictions that you can't sell your pumpkins if they will be used for jack-o'-lanterns. Mm-hmm. Anyways, thank you to my father for sharing that story.
In more academic correction side of things, our episode on the Felix Mons graphic novel by water was one that we greatly enjoyed, but we failed to do a couple of different fact checks. Early on in the episode, we erroneously state that Felix Mons is not in the Martyr's Mirror. Apparently, what we should have said is, it doesn't matter if he's in the Martyr's Mirror because he doesn't have a picture. So, no, Felix Mons is in fact in the Martyr's Mirror and other Dutch martyrologies. So you can find him there and his story. As far as some of the other details that we were not entirely sure of how the Bywater team had handled, turns out there's some more scholarly debate behind those. General conclusions, in fact, say that there's no evidence that Felix Mons was ever in Paris studying, just that he wanted to go. So you can't necessarily say, he didn't study there. You can just say it was unlikely that he studied there. Much of this information, I should say, was pointed out to us by Joe Springer, our excellent unpaid fact checker. He also notes that there is evidence showing that the hymn version of Felix Mons's hymn predates the letter version. So the idea that the letter was used to write the hymn may in fact be the reverse. So consensus, or the possibility there, is that there was an earlier manuscript predating both the letter as we know it and the hymn. So there's more details available on that if you wish to read at your own risk, biography with less pictures.
I liked the one with pictures personally, but
others did too.
Good. All right, so I feel like we don't have as much to go into with this episode, but we did want to take a little time to talk about our plans for break. Especially, we wanted to give Tilly a chance to do a little update. I know we've talked a little bit about what you're doing for the next 8 or 9 months, but yeah, Tilly, why don't you tell us about your plans?
So I will be in Ecuador for the next 9 months. As you say, that will be with my employer, our employer, Goshen College, which has a robust study abroad program. So there'll be two units of students who will be coming down to live and study and do volunteer work, which we call service, for a full semester length. And I will be there in part to help make sure things on the ground go smoothly, do a lot of logistical stuff, make sure books are kept, by which I mean the money, handle the finances, you know, be one of the people on the ground, in addition to a number of other people who make this program work. My Spanish is a pretty entry level. It's good enough for me to, I guess, navigate a city and order food and find bathrooms. So I'm looking forward to improving that. Looking forward to spending more time with students, getting more sun. Ecuador, famously on the equator, a nice 12 hours of good mountain equatorial sun every day. It does get dark early, but you know, I can handle that. I've lived in Indiana, so yeah, I'll miss a lot of the stuff going on here at home and certainly on the podcast, but I'm very excited.
I'm very excited for you. I think it just is, like, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of work, but I also think it's just going to be a very exciting adventure. And it's, yeah, obviously I'm pretty biased. I went on SST myself. I just think it's a really great program, and I'm happy to see you being involved in it continuing.
I'm pleased too.
All right, Erin. So we know you're not going to Ecuador for 9 months, but we are going to have a little break. Do you have plans, or what are you up to, or how are things? How is life?
live. Yeah, it is. Again, we're kind of recording this early so that we could catch Tilly. We haven't even actually decided how long our break will be and when it will be. But between now and when season 6 would record, so my husband and I did buy a house in the Portland, in Northeast Portland, I think right as season 5 was starting. I don't know. It was this last summer, and it was a fixer-upper. So we still have a lot more work to do. So probably more with that. I also have started a new job, and so that's keeping me very busy. Beyond that, not a lot. Like we're so far away that it's really hard to travel for the holidays. So staying here again this year, hoping to make a trip to Virginia to see my baby nieces in March. And because I like Abby in Goshen and unlike Tilly in Ecuador, probably won't really see the sunshine here in Portland until, I don't know, April. So Matt and I we're going to Palm Springs for a few days. And then I have a girls trip to Austin, Texas. So a couple trips, like literally specifically to see sunshine. Those are the things you do when you live in cloudy areas. So doing some traveling, working on my house. That's about it.
Nice. Well, things are continuing the same. I'm working at the same place. I still have young kids. Those probably take up the biggest chunks of my life right now. I am traveling. We're going to Seattle to visit family over the holidays, which I am excited about, and also a little bit trepidatious. Traveling over the Christmas holiday can be intense. And let's see. Well, I guess work-wise, we'll just, find a way to continue on without Tilly's wonderful presence. And yeah, other than that, I don't have a whole lot on the horizon. I do have one trip. Speaking of going to places that are sunny, I am very excited about this. I have a group of friends from college who we've been getting together regularly ever since we graduated. And this is the year, in the big sense, like this year is when most of us turn 40. And so we have finally, after wanting to do this for a long time, we don't have the whole group, but we do have a good section of us are going to go to Cancun, Mexico, to an all-inclusive resort, which is, I have never been to Mexico and I've never been to an all-inclusive resort. we're going for a week. So I'm going to be kid-free for a week somewhere where it's sunny. So I am very excited about that. And I think it'll be well-timed because it's at the end of January, which is, usually when I'm kind of like, the holidays are over, I'm ready for winter to be over too. And of course, the Midwest is like, ha, 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 you have like 2 more months of winter. So hopefully that will be a good break. Mm-hmm. So we do want to wrap up a bit more about season 5. So we did want to do a big thank you to both of our really amazing season 5 guests, John D. Roth and Sophia Samatar. Both of them, in addition to writing really excellent books, were just great guests to have and really fun to talk to and get to have a really engaging conversation about a bunch of different topics. So big thank you to both of them.
We also want to thank our small group and discernment committee members on Patreon. So a big thank you to Clara Berg, Thomas Bona, Yoder Agricultural Company, aka Tilly's Family, Beth Bontrager, Gretchen Kolderup, Bethany Pope, and Mim Shirk. You are all awesome and amazing, and we just want to thank you so much for helping us pay our monthly hosting fees. We buy copies of Amish romance novels, rent various movies that we cover for the podcast, and so much more. And if any of you want to join this stellar group of people, you can find us at patreon.com/plainwrongpod. We also want to thank our Mattress Mennonite level Patreons, but they did not earn the honor of a public naming as individuals. So we thank you collectively for your contributions.
All right. Well, so we did want to talk a little bit about season 6. We are planning to have a season 6. It's still nebulous, but currently Aaron and I plan to continue, at least for the next while Tilly is in Ecuador. We are at this point considering shifting our focus to, we'd like to do more interviews. We've found that we just really enjoy those conversations. It's fun to get to talk to writers and scholars and other folks in the field. So if you have ideas of people that you think would be fun for us to talk to, you might be knowledgeable about something really interesting or just fun to talk to, good guests, etc., or people who want to join us and read an Amish romance novel, whatever. If you have ideas for guests, please email them to us at plainwrongpod@gmail.com because we're hoping to kind of have another, probably again, maybe more of a mini season. It probably won't be a full 20 episodes, but maybe kind of the second half of season 5. But yeah. So thank you for listening to our season 5 wrap up. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this season and what you would like us to cover. And like I said, other guests' ideas. And obviously, we're always collecting book and media recommendations. We continue to track those in our giant spreadsheet, which will probably never cover everything, but it is sure fun to collect them all in a spreadsheet, let me tell you. And as always, we welcome your recommendations, corrections, and other musings. We don't have a firm date for season 6 yet. So just continue to follow us on social media, or even better yet, join our Patreon. That's a great way to stay up to date. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at plainwrongpod, or email us at plainwrongpod@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at plainwrongpod.com to learn more about our podcast. We also always appreciate when people leave reviews and subscribe, as that is how other people learn this podcast exists. Thanks for tuning in.